Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hey, everybody. So we just had Congressman Magaziner on the show, and one of the things that we talked about was really his first major piece of legislation since he entered Congress, and that's an effort to expand opportunities for green economy jobs. And just coincidentally, on the same day that the congressman was here on the podcast, at CCRI in Providence, there was a green jobs career fair. So I went over there, checked it out. There's all kinds of organizations that were presenting opportunities for kids that might want to go into, whether it's within the trades or other sort of auxiliary roles in that field. And it's a basic concept, right? We have all these ideas for green and blue economy and you name it, all of these conversations that we're having. And without a workforce that is ready to go, it's kind of a pointless discussion. And I think that there's been, for way too long, at least from my experience, I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, there was really this notion that you shouldn't get into the trades unless you can't get into college, that it's, you know, it's sort of a secondary approach or secondary pathway. And look, there's no doubt that some of the trades require some physical grinding work that may not be appealing to everybody. This isn't to say like, all right, well, everybody should forego college and get into the trades or some of the other auxiliary roles that surround the green economy. But it should be elevated, and maybe in some cases it is elevated, to sort of an equal role or an equally viable path. And frankly, in some of these fields, there's some great opportunities, maybe not even to have a lifelong career, that's also there, but even just to make some money and also be a participant as we move forward with some of the major concepts, projects, ideas that we have around green and blue economies and energy and all that business. So I went over to CCRI. I checked out this event yesterday. It was really cool. It was organized by Jeff Johnson. He's an educator at the Green School here in Rhode Island. And it was also in conjunction with CCRI to an extent. Madeline Burke over at CCRI, who is the vice president of academic affairs, had a hand in this. And, you know, hey, I spoke with Jeff. You're going to hear that interview in just a second. But really cool initiative. Really glad that this is happening in our community, especially as we start to move towards even more and more of a greater need for folks working in these types of roles. So this is Jeff Johnson from CCRI at the Green Career Fair. A lot of kids there, a lot of organizations, really cool event. We're here at CCRI in Providence for what has been so far and continues to be as we speak, just a really great event, a Green Jobs Career Fair. And there's so much to this. We just heard Congressman Magaziner talk about a bill that he introduced trying to spur some of this development in this space. You can't have a green economy without green workers. Jeff Johnson, here we go with the green stuff, from the Green School, organized this event and is here with me right now at CCRI. Good afternoon, Jeff.
All right, good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for coming.
So as an educator, what prompted you to get this event organized?
So last year, Electric Boat came into the school, and I'm always grateful for my kids to get jobs, but I noticed about 20% of my graduating class, which is small, it's 50 kids, 20% of them went off to Electric Boat, and I said to myself, well, if all my hands-on learners and all my kids that want to work in the trades are going to Electric Boat, and I work at the Green School, who's actually going to be working on things like green infrastructure? So a friend of mine, Justin Kelly, who works for the Painters Union, had said, oh, you know what? I think what we should do is a Green Jobs Career Fair. And he runs a nonprofit called Climate Jobs Rhode Island. So I said, well, we can combine together and I can work with my school and try to get as many high school kids into a Green Jobs Career Fair that includes the normally left out trade unions. Most of the time, a lot of the conversations about like post-college, what am I going to do? What colleges am I going to go to? And right now, it felt like Rhode Island needed a more work-ready force and not necessarily just kids going to college.
There's no question that, and it's changed over the years, but the trades as a whole have been reduced to a second tier of career options by a lot of the institutions that are, whether you're talking about schools or even outside of schools, it's almost been like, well, you know, as a backup plan, you could always become a tradesperson of some sort. Now, in this current moment, tradespeople are actually some of the leading earners when you talk about driving the middle class, and couple that with Rhode Island's movement towards green and blue energy and all the economic drivers around that. This makes perfect sense, not for everybody, but for a lot of kids to go into this space.
Right, and I agree with that. For years and years, I've been running into kids who could rebuild an engine and pull something apart and put it back together and make a switch work the right way. And I'm all fumble fingers. And I'm thinking to myself, like, they say, well, what college should I go to? And I say to myself, like, that isn't necessarily who you are. You need to be able to read. You need to be able to write. You need to be able to do functional math. But at the end of the day, you have this beautiful skill where you get to work with your hands and you have this, like, technical knowledge that's just natural to you. And why would you force yourself into a liberal arts program when that's really not who you are? I understand that we tell you that. But, like, at the end of the day, is this your best option? Is this really who you are? Are you going to be happy? And then so many kids come back from college and they say, I've never worked in my degree field. I don't know why I did that. And I'm like, well, what do you do now? And they're like, and it's inevitably the thing that they were always good at. So if we could lessen that conversation a little bit to be, like, more inclusive in the ideas that, like, working with our hands is just as intelligent as, like, learning something from a book, because it is, right? It's a different, and we don't necessarily look at all the different kinds of intelligences equally, and we really don't. And schools have probably been guilty of that, but I think that's been the message that was delivered to me. When I was in high school in the 80s, we were delivered the same message. So this is like a generational shift that's probably going to happen. And as our infrastructure sort of is crumbling here, especially here in Rhode Island, and, you know, it's funny. My son is the chief civil engineer for the Washington Bridge. And I, you know, as that bridge was crumbling, I kept thinking to myself, like, well, we need environmental engineers. And he says, I need the crews to work those bridges. And so I get this sort of insight into, like, what our infrastructure looks like through my son. And so that was the impetus for this this particular fair today.
And what a real-time scenario for people to appreciate with the Washington Bridge. And we just heard today, we're recording this on the day of the event, Thursday, that Director Alvidi of the DOT says, well, it's going to take longer than 3 months to fix this bridge. No kidding. Of course it's going to take longer than 3 months. We have major infrastructure challenges here. The Washington Bridge probably just scratches the surface. You have that insight, and you need a workforce to be able to execute these types of plans. Talk about some of the you mentioned the Painters Union, Justin Kelly, Climate Jobs RI. Who else is here today? And because it expands beyond the trades as well. I think I saw the DEM police here.
Yeah, we've got a wide array of what's considered green, and there's the traditional nonprofits that are stakeholders, frankly, and they need to be included. So Save the Bay, Nature Conservancy, Audubon, those sort of organizations, they're stakeholders and they have an important voice. But also we needed to include EPA, which is definitely an underrated agency, but provides us with clean air and clean water, and it's often under attack because the people that make the money polluting, frankly, don't like the EPA because they don't like the regulations, but the regulations protect us. And then we have the National Park Service, which is near and dear to my heart. I spent 2 years as an interpretive ranger at Mount Rainier, and, like, I could not invite them. And we have Rhode Island Resource Recovery because, you know, we're not going to get a green future if we don't think about all the aspects, and that includes recycling and doing it well. And then we, of course, have the trades, and we have the sheet metals and the insulators. And my kids go, well, what does that have to do with being green? And I'm like, well, there's nothing more green than the R factor in a building. And so we need to recognize that, like, the painters put in, like, a film over the glass, and that keeps the it works as a form of insulation.
It's true. Any kind of if you look at right now, the standards that we have to meet. A lot of people focus in on the automotive standards, which are real, and we may see those dates flex. The whole 2035, you got to have hybrid and green or non-combustible engines and all that business. That's all real, but so too are just houses and office buildings and in general.
Yeah. Justin, my friend that works in the Painters Union, you know, we were talking about all the old buildings that exist here in Providence, and how sometimes it makes sense to tear down a building. But then when you think about, like, cultural heritage preservation, do we really want to lose everything that is near and dear to our hearts? Or can we take an old building, like the Superman building, and then rehab it to be something more green and still there to preserve our cultural heritage? And is it cost effective? And the pocketbook angle that the trades come with on being green is real. So once you start crunching the money on it, some of these buildings are worth saving and worth rehabbing, and not just for the fact that you save money, but because we need to save some of our heritage and some preserve some of what is Rhode Island. We can't get rid of all of it in the name of green, but we certainly can make old buildings green again. And then when you look at the state of Providence schools and how run down they are, it makes sense to be training these workers. And then if we're going to rehab these buildings, let's save the money by being green.
What would you say to other educators out there that might be hearing this, parents, educational administrators, municipal and state leaders, anybody, really, about the importance of what's happening today and how it's a dramatic shift from the messaging about what a career path looks like that came out, at least when I was in high school and when you were in high school. It's definitely different. What would you tell them right now succinctly just about the change in dynamic in what is needed and what is possible from our workforce?
That's funny. I think what a lot of older people don't realize is the nature of the students that come in today. Like, they'll say Gen Z this and Gen Z that. And what they don't realize is they're beautiful kids that are always thinking and always problem solving and love technology and love being embraced. And what I would tell people that have the power to change things would be to do more partnerships. The trades want kids, and they want to train apprentices, and they want to be those sort of agencies that work with the next generation, if only to preserve their own unions. And here they are, and they're willing to work with kids, and we need to find a way, a conduit that, like, kids can work directly hands-on, and those kids that are going to go on to college and be an environmental engineer, and that also has to be encouraged. But, like, we should be doing more business school partnerships. I think that makes sense for Rhode Island. I think Rhode Island is leading the way in so many ways with regulation and with initiatives, and that what they're going to find is they're going to run into a bottleneck problem where they don't have the workers to do it. So you need to recognize simultaneously that you need a work-ready force. And that comes from the schools. And don't be afraid to invest in the schools. And don't be afraid to have business invest in the schools, because they're also looking. So more partnerships, I think, would be a really great idea.
Jeff Johnson, he's an educator at the Green School here in Rhode Island. And this is a Green Jobs Career Fair that you've organized. Thanks so much for your time. And more than anything, thanks for putting this together, because this is the future.
Yep. Thank you so much for having us. I'd love to get the message out. And I really love what you do. Thanks.
Thanks, man. We're brought to you in part by the University of Rhode Island Online, who offer a wide array of programs. Learn more by visiting uri.edu/online.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.